for tonight's play-by-play. We head courtside.
Back in the full swing, it's high school basketball here on a Tuesday night. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are at Nemaha Central High School, home of the Class 2A state football champions. But, of course, the winter sports season in full swing. It is a new year in 2026, and we got the Nemaha County rivalry here. First meeting in 2026 on the basketball floor. Nemaha Central hosting Sabetha tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. We got the Sabetha channel locked and loaded here momentarily alongside Logan Bitterman. Brandon Tadman with you. Well, a double dip tonight here on KNZA with Nemaha Central hosting Sabetha. Nemaha Central coming in with three consecutive wins on the girls' side at 5-3. They are 1-0 in league play. Coming off a win against Johnson Brock out of Nebraska just a few days ago, right before the new year. Sabetha on the other side looking for their second win of the season. First-year head coach Rochelle Wurtenberger trying to get this girls' team on track. They come in with a record of 1-6. And they have lost five consecutive games since their lone win against Atchison County back in early December. Real quick, before we take a timeout, let's get you the starting lineups of the girls' game here tonight on KNZA. And we'll start with the road team as per usual. That is the Sabetha Blue Jays under first-year head coach Rochelle Wurtenberger. In the backcourt, returning starter is 5'5 senior Chloe Detweiler, averaging north of 2 points. And 3 rebounds a game. The leading scorer for this Blue Jays squad is 5'5 junior guard Paxton Michael. Honorable mention Big East last season at 10 points per game. Sophia Haverkamp is a 5'6 junior, north of 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. Kira Keim, a 5'4 senior at 6.5 points per game. And then transfer Sydney Schubart, down low, a 5'11 junior, averaging 6 points and leading the Blue Jays at nearly 8 rebounds per game. So again, for the Blue Jays tonight in the girls' contest, Detweiler, Michael, Haverkamp, Keim, and Schubart. Haddon Hilchin leads the charge for the Nemaha Central girls, his 16th season at the helm. Again, they have won 3 consecutive games and 4 of their last 5. Jade Mackey, a 5'7 senior, in the starting lineup. Good defense and ball handling on that side of the ball. Kennedy McKee is a 5'7 sophomore at north of 6 points per game. Emma Hermish, a 5'9 junior forward, leading scorer, leading rebounder for this Thunder team in 25-26. Bailey Snyder, a 5'9 sophomore at 6 points per game. And then Caroline Nordis, another forward, a 5'10 junior, north of 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. It's Mackey, McKee, Hermish, Snyder, and Nordis for the 5-3 Nemaha Central girls. A quick timeout, the opening tip-off coming your way next here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Nemaha County rivalry is off and running here tonight. Sabetha at Nemaha Central. The girls' game is underway. Again, our opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Brandon Tabb and Megan Sturton here on KNZA. So Nemaha Central took the opening tip-off and got a quick basket from Emma Hermish, and then Sabetha on the other end, one and done. So a 2-0 start here for Nemaha Central. They are attacking the rack, and there's a block shot inside with Paxton Michael clearing it away for the Blue Jays. So Nemaha Central girls off to a 2-0 start. We're 60 seconds into tonight's game. Sabetha, again, they have struggled at 1-6 on the year. And speaking of struggling, a turnover inside. Sydney Schubarth called for a travel, and the Blue Jays have their first turnover here tonight. The last season, Nemaha Central went 2-0 against Sabetha, and two pretty big-time wins, 52-23 and then 65-20. Nemaha Central team trying to contend once again for a league championship, and out to a 2-0 lead here on the offensive end. Zone defense right now for the Blue Jays, and the ball hit the deck at the right elbow, and we get a foul on the floor. It's our first foul of the game. And they call it on Nemaha Central, so it's Bailey Snyder who picks up her first foul. It's an offensive foul. So the Thunder get their first turnover here tonight. Blue Jays trying to go into the full court, or work against this full court pressure, I should say, from Nemaha Central, but bringing it into the front court from left to right was Kira Keim. She had it knocked away and out of bounds on the right wing. Blue Jays still looking for their first points. 90 seconds into this one, 2-0 Nemaha Central on an early basket from leading scorer Emma Hermish. Thunder going man-to-man here. Sabetha working in the half courts. Here is Keim with it on the right elbow and had it knocked away. A couple bodies hit the floor, and that's going to be a foul against the Blue Jays. And Kira Keim picks it up, and that is the first foul against the Blue Jays tonight. Rochelle Wurtenberger, first year at the helm of this Blue Jays program. And last year, just 3 wins. 2 years ago, just 4 wins. And right now in 25-26, they're off to a 1-6 start. Nemaha Central again trying to win their 4th straight and 5 of their last 6. Here's a skip pass to the right corner. It's Bailey Snyder, and now a deep right wing 3 off the front rim. Rebound Chloe Detweiler for Sabetha, and she's quickly trapped underneath and spins it underneath over to Paxton Michael, who now works it into the front court from left to right. Showing the play call with the left hand and dribbling with the right. Left side pass, Sophia Haverkamp curls into the lane, kicks it out to the right side on the wing. That's Keim. Now trying to bounce one to the left elbow, and another turnover as it's taken away by Nemaha Central. Thunder averaging nearly 16 steals per game. As working inside, it was Kennedy McKee, and her foot hit the baseline, so that's a turnover on Nemaha Central. And we'll see our first sub for Nemaha Central. It is Meg Honeyman, a 5'6 sophomore guard, taking the spot of Kennedy McKee, another sophomore. So still sitting on 2-0 Nemaha Central. Both teams really struggling to find that rhythm on offense here in the early going. Blue Jays looking for their first point still, as that first bucket for NC came about 12 seconds into the game. Here's Chloe Detweiler. Right side it goes to Paxton Michael. Back up top it goes to Keim. Man-to-man defense here by Nemaha Central. We've played about 3 minutes of this opening quarter. The Nemaha Central girls with a 2-0 lead. And Sabetha just trying to find some movement here on the offensive end is Keim had to pick it up short corner right. Honeyman with good defense, and I think they get a turnover inside, a 5-second call on that great defense by Nemaha Central. So Sabetha continuing to struggle with the turnovers here, Logan. We're 3-plus minutes in and a 2-0 Thunder lead.
Yeah, that's one thing that the Sabetha girls have kind of struggled with this year, like you just said, turnovers. The other thing is Sabetha doesn't have a shot clock when they play at home, so when they go on the road, especially like here, you kind of have to work against that as well, and it kind of pressures you or makes you go quicker than what you want to.
As Logan just alluded to, the shot clock alive and well here in Seneca. We get a foul during that convo on the Blue Jays, and they tag Sydney Shoebarth with her first in team foul number 2, putting Meg Honeyman at the line for a pair of free throws. And our first free throw tonight from the sophomore is no good. And we'll get another sub into the game for both teams. We'll see Olivia Lang in for the Blue Jays. And Jade Mackey back in, also checking in Macy Holthouse for Nemaha Central. Honeyman, her second free throw is good. She goes 1-for-2 and breaks about that near 3-minute stretch of no points on either side. Liza Leager, another sophomore into the game for Caroline Nordis. So it's a 3-0 Nemaha Central lead. We've got 4:35 to go in this opening quarter, and this press defense causing Sabetha some issues as they turn it over again prior to midcourt. A pass to the near side with nobody there. So already 5 turnovers here in the first quarter for the Blue Jays. Nemaha Central, that 3-0 advantage. They got 2 from Hermish and 1 at the charity stripe from Honeyman. Here's Honeyman, a left corner 3. It was well strong. Backside rebound by Krista Minold. And now the Blue Jays trying to settle it in as Nemaha Central ramping up that pressure still in the full court. Working into the front court now from right to left this time. Now into the corner. It is Paxton Michael for 3. She had a good look. Couldn't get it to go. But a backside rebound by Detweiler. And now a second chance opportunity. Another missed shot. And it's saved underneath. And it's taken away by Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central again defensively. They have been very good this season. Giving up just 33 points per game. Free throw line touch, shot on the way, hits the rim twice, falls off. Sabetha trying to fight for the rebound inside off the miss. And it's finally picked up by Bailey Snyder, and she rolled over and got called for a travel. This is a pretty young team in terms of Nemaha Central. A lot of girls getting their first opportunities at the varsity level. As we've got a sub in the game for Sabetha. That is Roki who has checked in. Here's a touch for Kira Keim. Again, fighting through this press defense, and it's another Blue Jays turnover. Here's a sidestep in transition. Shot is good. Do they count it, or is it going to be on the floor? Great play by Emma Hermish. Will they give her the and one? We're waiting to see. But the turnovers, again, the big bugaboo right now for the Blue Jays. At 3:26 to go in the first, still 3-0 Nemaha Central. They get the foul on Olivia Lang, who just checked in. Both teams are lining up to shoot it, and if that's the case, it's going to be an and one, but I think they're going to say this is on the floor. Or correction, they changed the foul. It's not on Lang. It's on Paxton Michael. That's going to be her first. And they do make the change. That foul was on the floor, so Nemaha Central to throw it in underneath. And doing so is Kennedy McKee. They get it left side on the wing to Leager. Back up top to Mackey. Now a touch on the left wing. This is McKee again. And right back up top to Mackey. Right back to McKee. A little hot potato between those two. Finally, they get it to the right side with Honeyman. Here's Hermish. An elbow touch. Looking at the basket. Skips it into the corner. Ball fake by McKee. Into the lane. Now Mackey at the left wing. Dribbles in the lane. Kicks it up top. Finally, a three by McKee. That is well off the target. Trying to fight for it on the backside was Mackey, and she saves it underneath and keeps the possession alive. Another three from the left wing was nearly banked in, and another offensive rebound this time by Kennedy McKee, and she's fouled going up for a shot opportunity. They get Krista Mennel, the Blue Jays foul. That is her first, team foul number four. And that puts Kennedy McKee at the line for two, trying to add to a 3-0 lead here at 2:49 to go in the first. That first free throw attempt a little bit strong, no good. McKee, sophomore, 6.5 points per game. Now 13 of 24 at the line after that first miss. Schubarth checks back in for Nemaha Central. And also checking in Macy Drahota as well for the Blue Jays. As a team, Nemaha Central 56% at the line so far this season. And the second by McKee is good. Their first point in this game tonight makes it 4-0 Nemaha Central. And first-year head coach Rochelle Wurtenberger wants to talk it over, a timeout by the Blue Jays. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, our broadcast tonight on KNZA brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Megan Sturton, our studio producer, alongside Logan Bitterman, Brandon Tabman with you. It's always fun when we get the Nemaha County rivalry, no matter what sport it is. Of course, tonight it is basketball, first meeting this season between these two. Again, the Nemaha Central girls at 5-3 and 1-0 in league play. They have won three consecutive games and four of their last five. Their only loss in that stretch over the last five against the top 2A contender in Valley Heights back in mid-December. On the other side, kind of an opposite scenario right now for the Blue Jays. Again, coming in at 1-6, 0-2 in league play. They have lost five straight with their only win against Atchison County back on December 9th. So out of the timeout, Blue Jays still trying to find something on offense. They're down 4-0, and fortunate to be down only 4-0 this late into the first period. Here's Paxton Michael, a right side three. It's halfway down and out. And a rebound for Nemaha Central's Liza Leager. Michael, a very good outside shooter, over 34% from downtown. That one halfway down and out from the right wing. 2-3 zone defense for the Blue Jays. 2:16 and counting first quarter. Nemaha Central at home, a 4-0 lead. Hermish pulling up, couldn't knock it down from the right side of the floor, and a rebound off the miss by Paxton Michael. Michael, her second rebound of the quarter. Here's a touch for Sophia Haverkamp. A right side pass deflected into the hands of Drahota. Working inside. Schubart turning and facing and had it knocked away. It was blocked by Hermish, and a rebound pushing for number 22 of Nemaha Central. Hermish sets and fires a three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound, up and in underneath for Meg Honeyman. Field goal number one made by Meg Honeyman. And an offensive rebound to boot, and a 6-0 start for the Thunder at 1:35 to go in this first. they call it 10 count. Blue Jays cannot get it across the midcourt line. 8 first quarter turnovers by the Blue Jays. Sub in for Nemaha Central. Caroline Nordis back in. Hermish will get a breather. Also back in for the Blue Jays, Kira Keim, replacing Paxton Michael. So with all the issues here early for Sabetha, just 90 seconds to go in this opening quarter. They are fortunate to be down only 6. Left side, it goes into the corner, fighting through this 2-3 zone the Blue Jays are providing. Here's a touch at the right elbow for Caroline Nordis. Honeyman left side, gets in the lane, right side kick, McKee fires, it spins home a triple. First three tonight on either side, and Nemaha Central's Kennedy McKee now with 4, and a turnover at midcourt, 2-on-2 break, taking it to the rack, and a layup for Bailey Snyder. And an 11-0 start now for Nemaha Central with 55 seconds to go in the first. This is a tough spot for the Blue Jays, and another deflected pass and another turnover. Thunder, they got some rhythm now, and a heat check, McKee, and she swishes a 3! Straight away in transition, back-to-back triples, and it's a 14-0 start at home for Nemaha Central. About 3-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Blue Jays do get it into the front court. They got Shoebarth at the elbow. Now right side, Drahota for 3. That one is not there. And a rebound for Nemaha Central's Caroline Nordis. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. 14-0 NC. Right at the right elbow, it's Caroline Nordis. Now inside working is Leager. 9 seconds to go. Leager had it knocked away in the left corner. And it's out of bounds off the Thunder and a turnover by NC. So the Blue Jays have 7.2 seconds to work. And in danger of being shut out in the first 8 minutes. Trying to get it across midcourt. It's Keim. 2 seconds. Ball is still at midcourt. And no shot even up on time for the Blue Jays. And a blank on the board for the Blue Jays. And they're down 14-0 to Nemaha Central at the end of the first quarter. Again, here in Seneca tonight, our girls game after 1. Thunder 14, Blue Jays nothing. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball continuing tonight on KNZA. We got Reed, we got Logan for the Sabetha Blue Jays channel. We got Megan in studio. Brandon Tabman on KNZA. On the story in the first quarter in this girls' contest, the Blue Jays 10 turnovers and the Thunder lead at 14-0. As the Blue Jays are still desperately trying to get on the board, they had a good look from 3 in the left corner and off the long rebound in the miss. Snyder pulled it in for Nemaha Central. She was tied up in the possession arrow back to the Thunder. Well, the sophomore, Kennedy McKee, a couple of 3s and 7 points to lead the Thunder in that first 8 minutes of play, and still holding the Blue Jays scoreless. Here's a short jump shot from the left corner, Emma Hermish. That was nicely done. Had all the time in the world to set the feet, finish it through the follow-through, and a 16-0 start now for the Thunder. Blue Jays again struggling against this full-court pressure defense, but they do break it this time. And finally can settle in and try to find something on offense. Blue Jays averaging just 34 points per game coming in, but again a goose egg right now early in the second quarter. The active hands for the Thunder, tipping a pass out of bounds underneath. Well, both these teams took part in the Nemaha County Showdown at Sabetha the end of December, playing some tough teams out of Nebraska. Thunder went 2-0. Blue Jays went 0-2. Another right side three. It's an air ball by Kime. And a backside rebound for Caroline Nordis. So the struggles continue for the Blue Jays. Filling that 2-3 wide open in the corner for three. It is nothing but net for Kennedy McKee. And that is her third three and has 10 points. And the ref found something on the floor, so a quick stoppage of play, but it is 19-0 Nemaha Central. 6:45 to go in the half. The Blue Jays looking shell-shocked here at their rival tonight in what is the first meeting of 2026.
Yeah.
Backside pass tipped away. Nordis nearly came away with a steal, and it's last touched underneath by Detweiler. Logan, again, we talked about the turnovers. 10 in the first quarter alone. And the Thunder capitalizing late in that first period in the points off turnover category.
Yeah, it's just one thing that the girls team just has to kind of get a hold of is not turning the ball over as much.
Oh, here's the heat check by McKee. Had a good look, but backside rebound off the heel. And a second chance with Hermish pulling it in. Here's Bailey Snyder. Now Hermish, the elbow jump shot is pure. Emma Hermish now with six back-to-back buckets here in quarter number two. It is 21-0 Nemaha Central. Goodness me, it's danger time for the Blue Jays, and there's a steal by Hermish at midcourt. A little stop and pop in the lane, count it, and one. Goodness me, it is 23-0 Thunder. A Sabetha foul on Paxton Michael. That is her second and team foul number one on the Blue Jays here in the quarter. A three-piece coming in for the Blue Jays. Drahota's back in. Also Roki. And Kime as well. Also, new face on the floor for Nemaha Central. That's Meg Honeyman. Oyama Hermish has been the leading contributor for this team so far this season. And Hermish capitalizes on the three-point play. She's got 7 points here in the second quarter already. 9 in the game. And the Goose Egg continues to haunt Sabetha. It's 24-0 Thunder, and now Nemaha has a great trap at midcourt, nearly forcing a turnover, but head coach Rochelle Wurtenberger able to get a timeout called before the Blue Jays gave it away. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. Again, Logan, you look up, 5:41 to go until the half. It is 24-0. You look up at that, I swear we were back on the gridiron for a football rivalry game. That's not the case. Thunder girls out to a roaring start.
Well, if you go back to the football season, the scores were a little bit closer in that one, Brandon. But, yeah, this one, you kind of talked about it coming out of the winter break, and usually when you have two teams like this, you're kind of talking about kind of rusty, you know, coming off, you know, by a couple weeks, not playing. But both of these teams, you just said it, they played last week. They both played last week against both schools from Auburn and Johnson Brock, both from Nebraska, and you just basically said it. Nemaha Central going 2-0 in that. Sabetha girls going 0-2. Two great teams that they played from Nebraska, but these two teams, Nemaha Central just kind of looks like they haven't missed a step since the winter break, but Sabetha, on the other hand, kind of looks like they've kind of relaxed a little bit and kind of have to get back in the flow of it.
Well, both these teams with that, you know, kind of just having that advantage of not having as much time off as most of the other teams in the area, but as we mentioned, the Thunder continuing to pour it on, and they quickly force another turnover right out of the timeout. Here's Honeyman in transition, dumps it off to Hermish, backside pass, missing on the backside. Boy, great look for McKee, just couldn't get it to go. It gets deflected out of bounds, and fortunate for the Blue Jays, McKee the last to touch it, so the Blue Jays get it back. Again, 5.5 minutes to go until the half. It is 24-0. That's right, Nemaha Central here at home. Here's Roki inside, had it knocked away, and another Thunder steal. I mentioned it a moment ago, this Thunder defense taking it away 16 times per game and fading away from the right baseline is McKee again. Difficult finish. She has got 12, and now another steal at midcourt. Up the floor to Honeyman. She got bumped, settles, shot, front rim no. Able to fight, and McKee gets the offensive rebound, so a second chance up here for NC. Hermish trying to fight through that top portion of the 2-3, and a whistle and a foul going against the Blue Jays. It is 26-0 Thunder, and the Sabetha foul going against Kira Kime. That is her second and team foul number two of the quarter. Paxton Michael back in, also Shubarth as well. Well, this Blue Jays team just desperate to get a point Here's McKee, a left side three. It was on target but short, and a rebound off the miss. Macy Trahoda for the Blue Jays. Honeyman defending as Michael works it into the front court near side. Got quickly doubled, dumps it over to Scobie. Now at the free throw line, it's Shulions who is checked into the game, and now a whistle and a foul going against NC. 4:34 to go until the half. It's 26-0 at Nemaha Central. Thunder foul against Meg Honeyman. That is her first, and the first Thunder foul of quarter number two.
Yeah, and if you're Sabessa, you're looking for your first point still in this game. We're already a quarter and a half into it. You got to find rhythm offensively.
It's a heavy drought in this Blue Jays team here tonight, and they are in danger. There's no doubt about it. As Hermish gets another steal, had it knocked away. Correction, that was Bailey Snyder working into the front court. Had a sidestep in the lane, got bumped and fouled. She's going to shoot two. Already three fouls in the quarter on the Blue Jays. This one against Trahoda, her first. And this is putting Snyder at the line to shoot two. And her first free throw up and good. Bailey Snyder, one of the many sophomores for this Thunder team, averaging 6 points, two rebounds a game. She's got three here in the half, couple of boards. Spins it, fires it. Couldn't get that one to go. Blue Jays get the rebound, pulled in off the miss by Shubart. It is 27-0, Nemaha Central. We got 4:20 and counting until the half. They get it to Shubarth on the block. Little up and under. Move! And finally the Blue Jays get it. That was a great post move by Sydney Shubarth. And finally, Sabetha on the board. It's 27-2 coming up on the halfway point of the second quarter. Hermish, left elbow. Mackey, right side Snyder. She'll fire. Nearly banked home a three, but it was too strong. And a rebound for Scobie and Sabetha. Now can the Blue Jays just not lose the remaining 3:50 of this quarter? And they chip away a touch. They're down 25. Here's a little floater from the right side. Good look, and off the miss, a rebound by Hermish, and then she's bumped and fouled, which is going to be the final foul to give by the Blue Jays here in the quarter. As they get the foul on Samantha Shulion, that is her first. And as I mentioned, team foul number four. Nemaha Central wants a breather. Haddon Hilchin is going to call a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Our timeout's on KNZA. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It is all Nemaha Central so far in the girls' contest. Thunder 27, Blue Jays 2. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Nemaha County rivalry on the basketball floor here tonight on KNZA. It's Nemaha Central hosting Sabetha. We got off to a little bit of a sooner start than normal. Logan Bitterman, we got Reed alongside, Megan in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Well, competitive is not quite the description so far for a quarter and a half plus in this girls' contest. Nemaha Central leading it 27-2 with the Blue Jays getting their first points of the game more than halfway through this second quarter. And right now, again, down 25. As the Thunder out of that full timeout. As the Blue Jays have switched it up, they're going man-to-man here. Mackey has it right side of the floor. Good dump down to Honeyman. Missed the shot close up. Trying to fight for her own rebound on the right block. And finally a whistle and a tie-up. And the possession arrow going back to the Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays get a stop. But now they need to find something on offense here in this final 3:23, Logan.
Yeah, you just got to find a way to chip away at this 25-point deficit. And if you can do that and kind of go in with a little bit of momentum on your side in the halftime, maybe come out in the second half and try to maybe make it a game.
Well, the Blue Jays break that press, working into the front court here, right side. Now driving all the way in, Michael dumps it down, shot partially blocked, good defense. Mackey pulls it away for Nemaha Central. 27-2 Thunder, 3 minutes to go until the half. And the Blue Jays right back into that 2-3 zone after one possession in man-to-man. curling in the lane, Leaguer. Nice left side kick to Honeyman. She'll fire, and she rattles home a three. Meg Honeyman, that is her fifth triple of the young season for number five, and it's 30-2 Nemaha Central at 2:40 to go in this second quarter. They continue to ramp up the pressure. Blue Jays have done a little bit better of a job here in this second quarter, breaking that press as Michael just fires a deep three, desperation, and it's out of bounds back to Nemaha Central as Kennedy McKee and Emma Hermish checking back in for the Thunder. We're down to 2:27 until the half, and it is a 30-2 Nemaha Central lead. Looks like the Blue Jays have switched it back man-to-man here, at least on this possession. Snyder with it, up top to Nordis, now Hermish. Back up top to Snyder, little ball fake, gets to the right elbow, spinning, contact, back up top. Here's McKee, little move into the lane, throws up a shot, no, but a foul, yes. And free throws coming for Kennedy McKee, the 5'7 sophomore. Team foul number five against Sabetha, so bonus time for the Thunder the rest of the quarter, and that's going to be foul number three on Paxton Michael. So McKee at the line hits the first free throw and has 13 here in the first half. Emma Hermish has 9, the lone two for the Blue Jays. Sydney Schubart, the lone bucket. 2-for-2 trip there, second one down for Kennedy McKee, and she's got 14, including 7 here in the second quarter. It's a 30-point run at 32-2 Thunder, 2 minutes to go until the half. Here is Kira Kime, good pass inside, that's good offense there, and Chloe Detweiler able to get a bucket on the right block. 32-4, now the Thunder lead. McKee racing up the floor, far sideline, and a whistle stops the clock at 1:43, and it's a foul against the Blue Jays against Sophia Haverkamp, and that is bonus time for the Thunder, as McKee is going back to the line to shoot two. So how about this sophomore, Kennedy McKee, came in averaging just north of 6 points per game. She's already got 14 in this half. Make it 15. She's now 4-for-5 at the line. Came in two tonight at 56.5% from the stripe. Nemaha as a team right at 56%. She clocks in the second one. She's made 5 consecutive free throws and has 16 here in the first half. Back to a 30-point advantage for the Thunder at 34-4. Approaching the final 90 seconds of this second quarter. Blue Jays do break the press here. Kime has it. Now Haverkamp, pass inside, looking for Schubart, knocked away and a Hermish steal. 7 turnovers in the quarter by the Blue Jays. And on the right side in the corner, spinning was McKee, but that pivot foot just drug enough for a Nemaha Central travel and turnover. Blue Jays get it back, 1:20 to go in the half, down 30, 34-4. Haverkamp left side high on the wing, back up top it goes to Kime. Kime bouncing to Schubarth, right side Detweiler, thought about a three, they reverse it. Now Haverkamp dribbling in the corner, spinning at the elbow, and now deep straight away, Kime for three, it was on target but short, and spinning away with the rebound is Bailey Snyder for Nemaha Central. Final 55 seconds to go in the half, it's a 30-point Nemaha Central lead at 34-4, inside on the block, and Schubarth sends it away. Second chance, another shot missed inside, and a rebound off the miss, this time by Sophia Haverkamp. About a 6-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock as the Blue Jays work into the front court, and a whistle and a foul here on Nemaha Central. And this time they will get Kennedy McKee with her first, and just team foul number two against the Thunder in the second quarter. 34-4 Thunder in the girls' game, approaching halftime. They have turned off the shot clock. Under 30 seconds to go. Here's Schubarth bouncing it right side on the wing. Kime, a three. It's a little bit strong. Trying to fight for it underneath was Krista Minold. Couldn't save it in time. And it goes back to Nemaha Central with 22.2 left in the quarter. Well, it was 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. I believe going back it was 25-0 before Sabetha got their first points. And right now it's 34-4. 10 seconds to go in the half. There's a tough drive inside. Pass knocked away, and now McKee, a right side three. Front rim a little bit short. Schubart the rebound. Final 2 seconds. Blue Jays get a half-court heave, and it's well short. Missed by Keim, and that close is out a dominant, and I mean dominant, first half for the Nemaha Central girls. A 14-0 first quarter lead is ballooned to 34-4 here at the halftime break. Our halftime show on KNZA brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. My goodness, a lot to dissect in that first 16 minutes. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Do you miss doing the things you love because you're short of breath? If you're living with COPD, asthma, or recovering from a respiratory illness, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to help you breathe easier. Our pulmonary rehabilitation program offers personalized therapy to strengthen your lungs, increase your energy, and get you back to your daily life. You don't have to travel far for expert respiratory care. It's right here at home. Ask your doctor for a referral today or call Sabetha Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show again here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. And alongside Logan Bitterman, we got Reed helping out, Megan in studio, Brandon with you. Well, I'd say domination, maybe not even enough to describe what we saw from the Nemaha Central girls in that first half. A 34-4 halftime lead over their county rival, Sabetha Blue Jays.
Yeah, just, you know, whenever these two teams match up, especially the last couple of years, Nemaha Central's kind of been on the, you know, winning side of it, it seems like. But it seems like both teams, they always fight against each other really hard, and it usually comes down to the very end. But so far, it's been all Nemaha Central, and, you know, we just talked about it, Brandon, during that first half. Both of these teams, they both had games against the same exact teams over the winter break just a week ago. Again, Nemaha Central going 2-0, Sabetha going 0-2 in those games. But, you know, it almost looks like Sabetha kind of didn't have those games, kind of looked like they're coming in kind of rushed, coming off of a couple weeks rest, whereas Nemaha Central said, hey, we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. You know, we went 2-0 over winter break. We're just going to keep that up, and so far they have that 30-point lead. If you're the Sabetha girls, you've got to find something offensively. And the biggest thing right now is you got to stop McKee. You got to stop Kennedy McKee. She's got 16 points so far, and you said it, she averages 6 points a game, so she's already 10 points over that. So if you're Nemaha Central, just keep finding a way to get her the ball.
Yeah, it's been a breakout game, no doubt, for the sophomore, Kennedy McKee. As Logan mentioned, 16 in the first half. She had three threes, and she actually had 9 of those 16 points in the second quarter. She was also 5 of 6 at the line, had a couple of rebounds. So kind of a breakout game for Kennedy McKee here tonight, leading Nemaha Central. Emma Hermish, leading scorer for the Thunder this season, and just north of 12 a game. She chipped in with 9 in the first half and had 4 rebounds. Outside of that, 6 points from Meg Honeyman, 3 points from Bailey Snyder as well. Some of the team stats for the Thunder. 6 first-half turnovers, 17 team rebounds. They were 8 of 11 at the line, and they knocked down 4 threes. Again, not a lot to talk about with the Blue Jays, just 4 points on the board. They got 2 from Chloe Detweiler, and then 2 as well from Sydney Schubarth. But unofficially, again, 17 turnovers in the first half. They had 11 rebounds. They did not attempt a free throw, and they took a lot of threes but did not make a single three. So, again, what could go wrong has gone wrong for the Blue Jays here in the first 16 minutes of the girls' game tonight. Well, we continue our halftime coverage after a timeout. Again, our girls' game at the break. It is 34-4. Nemaha Central in control. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
In the halftime show, continuing here on KNCA, big thanks to Reed and Logan here, always chipping in with the Sabetha Channel. Of course, if you want to watch the games tonight here in Seneca, MSCSports.net, listen live tab, find the Sabetha channel. You can watch the games with Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Of course, dialed in on KNCA as well, 103.9 FM. Megan Sturton, KNCA studio producer, Brandon Tadman with you as well. Well, again, Nemaha Central in the girls' game, 14-0 at the end of one. 20-4 their advantage in quarter number two, and they have ballooned this thing out to a 34-4 halftime lead. Final two-minute timeout, second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game here in Seneca tonight, getting ready to start the third quarter. Again, thanks to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. We got Reed, we got Logan queued up on the Sabetha channel, Megan and Brandon here on KNZA. And it's all Nemaha Central to this point. It is a 34-4 Thunder lead. And right now the story is sophomore Kennedy McKee having a breakout game. Came in averaging tonight 6.6 points per game. She hit three threes and poured in 16 in the first half to lead Nemaha Central. So here we go. We have switched sides of the floor. Thunder going left to right here in the second half. They were looking for Nordis inside, and Chloe Detweiler comes away with a steal. Just the seventh turnover for Nemaha Central tonight. Now the first opportunity from right to left. The road blue uniforms trimmed in white for the Blue Jays here tonight. Here's Shoebarth, had it knocked away. Here is Sophia Haverkamp, right back up top to Keim. And this Sabetha team brought back multiple starters from a year ago, but still trying to find some rhythm here. Early on portions of 2026 under first-year head coach Rochelle Wurtenberger. Still working on the touch. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Haven't had to note that much. And there's a deep desperation three. It doesn't draw iron. It's Michael again looking up late, launching it. And it's going to be a shot clock violation and a turnover by the Blue Jays.
That was actually interesting, Brent. That did hit the rim.
Oh, it did
off the right
the
front side. And it's still called the shot clock violation.
Interesting. Nonetheless, Thunder get it back, leading by 30. I believe we got that running clock here as Hermish spun to the lane from the left baseline and caught her own rebound off an air ball, which kind of tough to see. McKee tried to stay hot from straight away, can't get it to go. Now another offensive rebound. Caroline Nordis, and then she's bumped and fouled by Chloe Detweiler. Well, that was something that was one of the many key stats in that first half, Logan, was offensive rebounding and just the number of second chance and even third chance opportunities for the Thunder.
Yeah, it's just one thing is about the girls, obviously the turnovers and then getting out rebound, especially, if, again, like you just said, the offensive rebounds for the other teams.
They got it in quickly on the right elbow, and a good look for Snyder, but she came up short, rebound Shoebarth, and the Blue Jays back the other way from right to left. It's 34-4, Nemaha Central. The running clock has not started. If it stays 30, it'll be that in the fourth quarter. Good look inside for Shoebarth. She spins left on the right block and finishes with the right hand, and Shoebarth has four of the Sabetha 6 points. Transfer student, forward inside, as she gets a block and a rebound on Jade Mackey, who tried to go hard to the rack. So Shoebarth, a nice little stretch there. Blue Jays back up the floor, down 34-6. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter. Here's Haverkamp trying to go over the top, got it into Shoebarth. There was some contact, but no call, and a rebound for Nordis off the miss. Mackey, long chest pass to Hermish, diving in, angling left, kicks it left. Here's a three, that's short. Another offensive rebound for Nordis, and another second chance opportunity for Nemaha Central. Here's Mackey, left side of the floor. Triple threat position here for Snyder. Got to the rack, had it knocked away, and a steal by Kira Keim. Turnover by NC. Shoebarth, little sidestep move, threw up a wild shot. She got it to go, and one. Sydney Shoebarth. And she's got six of the Sabetha 8 points. And a 4-0 start for the Blue Jays here in the first 2.5 minutes of quarter number three.
And that foul's on Snyder as well.
Got Snyder with her second, team foul number one. Here is Sydney Shoebarth at the line trying to cap a three-pointer. And she got it to go. Just 48% at the line this season, and she's got seven of the Blue Jays' 9. Well, the Blue Jays have scored the first 5 points here of the third quarter. And win or lose, if you're Rochelle Wurtenberger, you just want to see your team chip away and show some signs of life here in the second half, because there wasn't much of it in the first two quarters. Here's Hermes, short corner left, got by the defender, using the body, got a shot up, no good. off the miss, out of bounds, and going back to the Blue Jays. Good defense by Shulian's inside to keep the hand straight up on Hermish. 34-9, Nemaha Central. But a 5-0 run here for the Blue Jays to start the third quarter. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in this frame. Here's Paxton Michael, left side of the floor, back up top to Kira Kime. Wants to go to work, gets to the lane, a wild shot, nearly got it to go, but off the miss, a rebound for Emma Hermish. Hermish now, 6 rebounds here tonight for Nemaha Central. Here's Mackey, Hermish, thought about it straight away, now puts it on the deck, nice ball fake, good dump down. Nordis back up top, now Snyder going to work, in the lane, floater is good. Bailey Snyder now with 5. And the first points for Nemaha Central in the third quarter. It is 36-9 Thunder at 4.5 minutes to go. Long pass here, right side to near side. Corral by Haverkamp, being guarded by Snyder, trying to go to work. Now on the right side of the floor, this is Roki. Back up top to Kime. Left side pass to Michael, dribbling back in between the rings out high, and then a one-handed pass over to the right side to Kime. Now Roki. Left side chest pass, here's Haverkamp, curling in the lane, a lot of white jerseys, threw up a shot through traffic, nearly got it to go. Jade Mackey gets the miss, and now the Thunder pushing, Nordis push from behind, and a foul on the floor, might have saved a bucket there, as Shulian's will pick up her second foul, stops the clock at 3:56. Two subs in both ways, Honeyman and Leaguer back in for Nemaha Central, Trahoda and Mennel back in on the floor for the Blue Jays. And thanks for joining us here tonight, Nemaha County Rivalry in Seneca. Honeyman off the entry pass, air balls a right side jump shot from the elbow, and it goes out of bounds back to the Blue Jays. But we are seeing, here's Honeyman, now Hermish, there's a nice dive, shot off the window, beautifully executed offensive play there, as McKee, her first points of the second half, and a game high 18. 38-9 Thunder, 3:12 to go, third quarter. No hesitation, Kime for 3, it was on target but short. From the right wing and off the miss, Leaguer the rebound for NC. Leaguer, long pass up the floor, McKee looking for Hermish on a cut, and it's taken away by Trahoda. Third turnover in the quarter by Nemaha Central. 38-9 Thunder, south of 3 minutes to go. Blue Jays trying to get it on the baseline, and it's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Sabetha. We'll see Marin Heinen into the game. First time tonight, 5'5 junior, appearing in her fifth game for Nemaha Central. I think an opportunity potentially in this game where we see both teams go a little bit deep, and the Blue Jays throw it away on the inbounds. Just a pickpocket there for Jade Mackey and a steal. Here's Honeyman, dumps it down, high off the window with the left hand, up and good for Liza Leaguer. Leaguer, her first points tonight, makes it 40-9. Nemaha Central by 31. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. And a pass towards the top of the key is taken away by Leaguer, trying to get back-to-back buckets. Stopping in the lane, that should be a travel, and it is. Well, good job in transition defensively by the Blue Jays. Leaguer got the steal. But ultimately, the Thunder give it right back. Paxton Michael back into the game for the Blue Jays. Also, Bailey Snyder checking back in for Nemaha Central. We got 2:20 and counting third quarter. Thunder in control, leading 40-9. Michael with it. Man-to-man defense here. Heinen on the defense. Up top it goes. Shulian's working on Leaguer. Now diving in from the right elbow, kicking left. Trahoda can't handle the hot pass. Threw her hands and out of bounds. And another turnover. Make it 21 tonight for the Blue Jays. So NC gets it back, leading by 31 at 2 minutes to go in this third period. Of course, game two tonight will feature the boys' contest. Logan and I talking about that during the halftime break, expecting a pretty good game, I think, between those two tonight. Off the miss, trying to fight for her own rebound was Olivia Lang, and on that rebound attempt, snagged by Honeyman, and then she's bumped and fouled. And they get Trahoda with her second.
That foul's actually on.
Sorry, that was my bad. It was on Nemaha Central,
yep.
And they get it off Bailey Snyder, her third. So it goes back to the Blue Jays here at a minute 40 to go in the quarter. Left side in the corner, Krista Minold moves to the left elbow, hands it off right there to Paxton Michael. Back up top it goes, Shulian's working on the dribble right. Trahoda, now into the corner, it's Minold. Wants to go baseline, cut off by Mackey, tried to swing it to the left corner, and it's taken away by Heinen. Turnover by Sabetha. Minute 18 to go in the third. 40-9 Thunder. They got the possession. Honeyman wide open. Right side three. It's a little bit long. Right place, right time. Trajota the rebound for the Blue Jays. Here's Michael now working into the front court. Thunder have really backed off that full court pressure here in the third quarter. The big lead. They go inside. Olivia Lang. Little up and under. Nicely done off the window with the left hand. Olivia Lang for two. 40-11. The Nemaha Central lead at 50 seconds and counting, third quarter. Here's Mackey going to work from the top of the key. Kicks it left in the corner. Honeyman curls to the elbow. Now up top it goes. Leaguer diving in, fumbling it, and a foul's called. She had it knocked away underneath. Diving in from straight away. Foul on the Blue Jays. It's going against Krista Middle. Subs in both ways. Hermish back on the floor for Nemaha Central. Izzy Scobie's back in for Sabetha. And also back in Chloe Detweiler as well. Thunder has it, or have it right now, with a 40-11 lead. Mackey trying to add, and she hits nothing but backboard on that deep three. And a rebound by Drahota, and the shot clock turned off with 27 seconds to go in the quarter. See if the Blue Jays can work a possession here, get a good look. Never mind, taken away. Pass stolen by Hermish. 16 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Mackey, left side, now Hermish. No Hezzy on a three, a little bit strong. Rebound Detweiler on the backside. Michael now has to work quickly, just 5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Just got it across midcourt, left side, pass deflected, out of bounds with .2 on the clock. Good hands there, anticipation by Snyder to deflect that pass to the Blue Jay bench, and now not even sure if you have enough time for catch and shoot here for the Blue Jays. Scobie to throw it in, and they throw it in, and that will end the third quarter. Well, we saw some signs of life by the Blue Jays, but Thunder came back and had a strong end in the final 3 minutes. It's been all Nemaha Central in the girls' game tonight. We go to the fourth quarter here in Seneca. It is the Thunder 40 and the Blue Jays 11. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on KMZA.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha County Rivalry girls game going to the fourth quarter. It's a 29-point Nemaha Central lead here at home. 40-11, Blue Jays first possession off the miss, backside. Second chance opportunity up and in for Macy Drahota. Blue Jays outscored the Thunder, believe it or not, 7-6 in that third. If it gets to 30 at any point, we'll get a running clock here in the fourth quarter as a shot missed up close and a rebound for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays have played much better here in the second half, but again, they got down 34-4 at halftime. And the deficit, quite large to overcome, but just looking for some positive signs here moving forward. There's a pass to the backside block, ripped away, taken away by McKee, and then a foul on the Blue Jays.
I think they're going to get Drahota. No, they're going to get Lane.
Olivia Lang picks up the foul. That is her first and the first foul on either side in this fourth and final quarter. It's a 40-13 Nemaha Central advantage. Casual into the front court is Kennedy McKee. 16 of her 18 points in the first half. Leads all scorers tonight. Driving, shooting, finishing with a little bit of touch. Bailey Snyder in the paint. She now has seven. 42-13 Nemaha Central. 6:45 to go in the game. Thunder now come away with another steal, taken away by Snyder, wanting to go coast to coast, spins it up and in. Back-to-back bucket for the 5'9 sophomore, Bailey Snyder. She's got nine. 44-13. We should see a running clock the rest of this 6:25 as this lead is up to 31 for Nemaha Central. 3-2 zone defense right now for NC. They go inside. Shot blocked at the rim by Stahlbomber, who's in. And it's out of bounds to the Blue Jays. That running clock in effect. Michael to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Trying to bounce it on the right block. Does so to Detweiler. Kicks it back up top to Trahoda. Now at the free throw line facing is Lang. Dives in, kicks it back out. That pass deflected and taken away. Another turnover by the Blue Jays. A steal for Emma Hermish. Up top now Liza Leager. Left side wide open. Snyder a three. It is off the heel strong. Fighting for the rebound inside. It's going to trickle out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Blue Jays. The Nemaha Central 5:37 and counting away as Haddon Hilchin's going to go a little bit deeper into the bench here. As we will see Harper Strothman. Marin Heinen is back into the game as well. Mentioned Stahlbomber on the floor. Kennedy Carlson as well. So some players in that have not seen a ton of time this season for Nemaha Central. And in a game like this, you always want to get some back-end bench players some minutes when you're up big. That's the case here tonight, as a three is no good, but an offensive rebound by Haverkamp, trying to settle it back to Detweiler and able to do so. Now another three by Michael is nearly banked in, fighting for it inside, knocked out of bounds by Stahlbomber, and it stays here with Sabetha, running clock at 4:50. Nemaha Central leading at 44-13. Not a lot of offense on either side here in this second half. Thunder did most of their damage in the first half, and that's been more than enough. Here's Michael in the corner, dribbling to the wing. Back up top it goes. Haverkamp had her pass knocked away, gets it back, finally shovels it off to Keim, who's dribbling back near midcourt, directing traffic, dribbling with the right, directing that traffic with the left. Inside, Schubarth scooped it up, nearly got it to go, but off the miss. Stahlbomber the rebound for Nemaha Central. 4:15, a running clock continuing to move fourth quarter. 31-point Nemaha Central lead in the girls' game. Here's Leager with it, trying to dive in on Detweiler, kicks it into the corner. That shot blocked, but an offensive rebound by Leager to keep it alive, and now we get a whistle and a foul underneath. Check the Blue Jays foul on Detweiler. That is her second, team foul number two. Caroline Nordis does check back in for Nemaha Central, replacing Stahlbomber. Thunder to throw it in. This is Harper Strothman. Drives it into the corner. It is Carlson, a three. She left it short, and it's kicked around underneath. Ball still on the floor. A lot of bodies on the floor. Gets deflected out of bounds, and it's going back to the Blue Jays. So the running clock continuing to move. We're at 3:26. As the Nemaha Central lead is still 44-13. It was 34-4 at the half. Here is a long three by Haverkamp. Draws nothing but air, and it goes out of bounds back to NC. Now the Blue Jays bring on three new players. Going to see Emerson Strom. Roki's back into the game. Also Hayden Jackman. So again, both teams going heavy into the bench here in the final 3 minutes. But all Nemaha Central tonight. Thunder girls about to win their fourth straight game and their fifth win in the last six. They got a touch inside for Nordis, and nobody there to mark her up, and too easy for the 5'10 junior as Nordis finally on the board. Her first points tonight makes it 46-13 Thunder. Michael, good job over there on the far side. Michael nearly turned it over but threw it off a Thunder defender to keep the possession alive. Stahlbomber back into the game, replacing Leager.
And number 22 for Sabetha, Brandon, is actually Raylan Lanter. She's usually number 31, just has a different number.
Okay. Appreciate that.
That three was by Michael.
Paxton Michael, finally on the board. A 34% outside shooter. Drills a three, makes it 46-16. Nordis inside. Soft touch off the window on the right block. Caroline Nordis, two buckets here in the last minute. 48-16. In the corner it goes. This is Jackman for the Blue Jays. Back up top to Michael. Running clock at 1:47. Jackman a three. Left it short. Long rebound, though, for Paxton Michael. Second chance opportunity. Haverkamp nearly got a three to go. Another opportunity inside, up and in for Hayden Jackman. Jackman, just her second appearance this season for the Blue Jays, and she gets on the board with a deuce there. 48-18 Thunder, under 90 seconds to go, running clock here in the fourth quarter. Here is Carlson, right side to Marin Heinen. Dumps a pass into the corner now with Stahlbomber. Thunder slowing down the pace here just a touch, approaching the final minute. There's a drive by Carlson, bumped on her way to the rack, and foul called on the Blue Jays and Paxton Michael. That is her fourth. So again, the running clock now under a minute. Nemaha Central again about to go to 6-3 and 2-0 in league play. Big East is going to be fun to watch here over the next couple months. Nordis, left side, good extra pass. Stahlbomber, left corner three. It's an air ball, fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, back to the Blue Jays. The running clock now at 36 seconds. And the shot clock officially turned off. This could be the final possession of the game tonight. Been a dominant run for the Nemaha Central girls. Sabetha did not score until past the halfway point of the second quarter. There's a deep three. Jackman trying to fight for the rebound, able to get it. Down to 16 seconds. Another shot. Second chance up and good. Or third chance, I should say. Sophia Haverkamp with the and one. And that's going to take us down to the final moments of this game. This will pretty much be it. They're going to stop the clock here with about 2 seconds to go. They got the foul on Stahlbomber, and well, that's an and one. That should have been the only free throw. They thought she was shooting two. Well, confusion with all 10 players and maybe even the officials and that miss, and they're just going to call it. That's going to be the game. Boy, dominant display here tonight for the Nemaha Central girls as they win it over their county rival. Thunder 48, Blue Jays 20. Girls final here tonight on KNCA. Our postgame show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap things up in the girls contest when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central. Central girls dominate Sabetha here tonight in the first of our doubleheader. Thank you so much for hanging with us. We got Logan and Reed queued up on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Megan in studio, KMZA producer Brandon Sadman with you as well. Again, a lot to dissect. I will give a lot of credit to this Blue Jays team. It was not a good first half. I mean, you can simply put it in a number of ways, but it took them about 15, 16 minutes, or no, correct that, about 11 or 12 minutes of game time into the second quarter, Logan, before the Blue Jays even found their first point. Down 25-0 before getting on the board. They were down 34-4 at the half, but they do outscore Nemaha in the second half, 16-14. You know, at that point, Nemaha able to put some deep bench players into the game. Things just kind of settled down. Nemaha just grew such a big lead in the first half and able to coast for what is now their fourth consecutive victory and a 2-0 start in Big East League play.
Yeah, and you look at a game like that, and again, we talked about it several times, Brandon, both of these teams, you know, usually right before Christmas, your last game then, that's your last game till this game here, but both of these teams played over the winter break, played the Nemaha County Showdown with the two Nebraska schools, and it was different outcomes for both schools. Again, Nemaha Central going 2-0 in those games, Sabetha going 0-2, but both of them coming in off that, Nemaha Central just kind of seemed like they didn't really miss a step. Sabetha, on the other hand, kind of seemed like they just wanted to kind of relax in the first half, but they came out in the second half and played a lot better in the second half. You got to be pleased if you're Coach Wartenberger with how your team responded, at least in the second half of the game. But, you know, you look at it, and it doesn't really get any easier if you're the Sabetha side, because you got some really good games coming up. Obviously, you know, you got St. Mary's coming up, Riley County, but you also have to look down the road, Burlington, you know, in a week and a half here, 2 weeks. Then you got Silver Lake coming up as well. Jeff West is a game on there, Rossville, so you got Nemaha Central again. So you got some tough games coming up. You got to find a way if you want to try to get a win. Again, they're only one against ACCHS this season, you know, so you just got to work on the small things, turnovers and fouling, and got to find something offensively. You got to find a rhythm. Again, the shot clock is a big factor as part of the reason why.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's hit or miss wherever we go in terms of who has the shot clock, who doesn't. We really didn't have to mention it a whole lot just with how quick a lot of the possessions went for both teams. It came up a couple of times throughout that ball game late, but nonetheless, Nemaha Central, again, they led it 14-0 after one, 34-4 at the half, and cruising to a 28-point win here tonight against their county rival, and the Thunder winning it 48-20. Let's get you some of the stats in this game. It starts with Kennedy McKee, a breakout game for the sophomore for Nemaha Central. Finished with 18 to lead all scorers, 16 of the 18 she scored in the first half. She was 5 of 6 at the line as well. You had a couple of players with 9 points for the Thunder. Emma Hermish, 9.7 rebounds. Bailey Snyder also with 9 points as well. And outside of that, 6 points from Meg Honeyman, 4 points from Caroline Nordis, 2 points from also Liza Leager as well, rounding out the scoring again for Nemaha Central. Again, for Sabetha tonight, they got 7 from the 5'11 junior Sydney Shoebarth. Outside of that, they had 3 from Paxton Michael, and then 2 points apiece from Olivia Lang, Chloe Detweiler, Macy Drogba, Sophia Haverkamp, and Hayden Jackman. Some of the team numbers unofficially for Sabetha, 26 turnovers. Talked about that number needing to be down. They had 21 rebounds. They only hit 1-3. It was late in the fourth quarter, and they only shot 2 free throws tonight, both in the second half. Sabetha 1 of 2 at the line. Nemaha Central did not shoot a free throw in the second half. They did not hit a 3 in the second half. They were 8 of 11 at the line. They hit 4 triples. Nemaha just 10 turnovers in the game. They had 28 rebounds as well. Our stats here on KNZA at the half and all throughout the season brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That's with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Our player of the game is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Don't look at me like that, Logan. We have a pretty good idea, I think, who we're going with tonight for our player of the game.
Yeah, you know, again, you look at a matchup like this, it seems like when these two teams match up, it's always a really great game. Well, Nemaha Central kind of said, no, we're just going to run away with this one. And a lot of it was because of the sophomore, Kennedy McKee. You had it on the stat sheet, Brandon, you said it, 6.6 points a game coming into this one. She had 18. this was her breakout game, if you will, and she's only a sophomore. So, Chris Sabetha, you got one more time you have to match up against her in this Nemo Central team, and then you got two more seasons of having to play her.
Yep.
And she definitely said, hey, it's Sabetha, I'm going to play, you know, great tonight, and she did.
Yeah, Kennedy McKee, minimal time last year, just 3 points per game, entering tonight at 6.6 points per game. She had 16 at the half, 18 in the game. She had three threes in the first half as well, a couple of rebounds, and was 5 of 6 at the line. So, again, the sophomore Kennedy McKee for Nemaha Central, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So we got off to a pretty quick start tonight. We are in between games here. The Sabetha boys are on the floor getting set to get their warm-up started. Nemaha Central not too far behind, about to enter the gym as well. We got 15 minutes between games here, so we're going to have about a 10 to 12-ish minute break here on KNZA. Again, Megan in studio will take care of that for the next 10 minutes or so, and then we'll come back and bring you the boys' game tonight here in Seneca. One final time, the girls' final, the Nemaha County rivalry, all Thunder in the first meeting of 2026. Thunder 48, Blue Jays 20. Nemaha Central, they've won four straight, now 6-3 on the season, 2-0 in league play. Sabetha girls drop their sixth consecutive game. They are 1-7, now 0-3 in Big East league play. We step aside for a roughly 10-minute timeout. Stick with us. Boys contest on deck here in Seneca. It's Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Don't go anywhere. Boys contest right around the corner here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.